radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we will have Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regashon for the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Today's specific discussion is going to be how to blend your hypertrophy and strength training goals so that you can gain them both. And this seems to be an important subject for most people. Later in the show, Adel Musa joins us all the way from Munster, Germany, to do his regular installment of the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adel Musa applies the sniff test to science being promoted in the news. Adel reads the entire study, not just the press release. So quite often his discoveries are slightly different. But before we start all that, I'm being joined by my good friend proud to say sponsor of Superhuman Radio, Steve Lapidus. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Paul. How you doing?
Good. And this is a monumentous occasion. We wanted to get this in first before we started the show. H-Force is running a special promotion right now that my audience can take advantage of. Why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, and again, Cole, I know you're going to make short work of me, so I'll try to cover as much ground as possible quickly.
Sure.
About a month ago, Cole, the marketing department came to me and said, why don't we run a power patch promotion? And as you well know, the HGH power patch, as we've said before, is our number one selling patch. Where we offer for a limited time twice as many power patches in a month supply. The power patch right now, a month supply is six patches, and our instructions are to use one patch for 8 hours, then you rest 4 days, and then use the next patch. So it's a 4 days off, 1 day on cycle.
Right, which, by the way, really briefly follows the protocols that have been seen to give the greatest results from growth hormone with children who suffer from idiopathic short stature. It's better
right.
to have these large doses followed by a period of off 3, 4, 5 days, even a week. You get better results than taking it every day at the same dose. So go ahead.
Right.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to throw that in there.
That's okay. And that being said, we must get called every month 1,000 phone calls and emails, well over 1,000 phone calls and emails from all over the world from our Power Patch customers saying, hey, you know, I'm using it once every 5 days, but, you know, can I use the Power Patch more often? Can I put it on every 2 days, every day, every 3 days? Our answer is always that, you know, our instructions by definition have to be very, very conservative. We don't know who's using the Power Patch. It could be an 85-year-old grandfather who sits on a couch all day, or it could be an 18-year-old teenager that's in the gym 24 hours a day. We don't know that. So we have to be very conservative in our instructions. But, you know, our answer is always, look, you can play with the cycle. You can use a patch every 4 days, every 3 days, every 2 days. See how you feel and see how your results are. Are you seeing the benefit from using the patches more often? And we know from order frequency that of our Power Patch customers use the patch more often than once every 5 days. So marketing came to me, hey, let's do a bonus. We put twice as many patches in the the 30-day supply 12 instead of 6. And I said, are you crazy? We can't afford that. They said, yes, we can. We'll do a very, very large production run. And keep in mind that many of our Power Patch customers also, because they're happy with the Power Patch, also use other patches and will tend to buy other patches, the testosterone patch. The
right, so they start, patch. They start with the Power Patch. They like it. And so then
right,
they go, well, let me
give
this one a try. Let me give this one a try.
There you go. So what we're doing, we set aside a very specific inventory, round of production run. It's a very specific inventory that's set aside. When this inventory is gone, this promotion is over. And for a limited time, you can purchase it. The banners are up on Superhuman Radio now, two terrific banners. You can't miss them. Click on the banners. You can purchase the Power Patch. We call it Power Patch Extreme. Same Power Patch, but double the patches, and you can purchase the Power Patch, any of our four order options. Now, you know, the question comes up, what about existing AutoShip customers? Plenty of our Superhuman Radio listeners call are currently buying the Power Patch with AutoShip. If they call or email us, we will upgrade their orders to Power Patch Extreme. And as long as their AutoShip is active, they'll get the Power Patch Extreme double the patches. There's a small upcharge, but again, it's an incredible, incredible value. But again, we're going to pull these as soon as this inventory is sold. Call this promotion ends, and based on the you put those banners up last night, I believe.
Last night, probably 6 a.m. The Philippines time, which is probably about maybe 7, 8 p.m. last night, I think.
Right. I can tell you from the orders we've already gotten that this inventory isn't going to last long, so I'm urging your, the audience, take advantage of this. This is a when you click on the banners and you go to the page that tells you about this promotion, we've also set up a pop-up page that shows you the incredible savings that you can achieve with this promotion.
And if you don't go for the savings, if you just go for more frequent use, obviously there's a lot of people who like to take it that way. So really, this is a do what you will with it. you're going to order less or use more, one or the other.
Exactly. We're excited about this. It's an exciting offer for the consumer. Not so great for our bottom line, but great for the customer.
But it will be great because, as you said, I had Sean Kinnearnshield on a week or so ago, and he is my original super fan. Sean has been listening to the show since the beginning. He's heard every episode. We've become friends as a result of the show. And he came on the show last week, I think it was, and we talked about the product that he uses as well. He uses a variety of your patches. And
yes,
he has a picture with like six patches on one forearm.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny. But he loves the patches. He loves them.
Yeah, Sean's a great customer, and we get a lot of good input from him when he calls, and we speak with him. But again, this is a promotion that doesn't happen often. It's double the patches for just a minor upcharge. It's good for new customers, and we don't want to ignore our great and loyal AutoShip customers. They can upgrade by calling or emailing us, and we'll upgrade their AutoShips to this Power Patch Extreme, where they can get twice as many patches. So I'll be in touch with you, and as soon as we see we're getting to the end of this inventory,
we'll keep people posted, because there is a certain amount of inventory earmarked for this. It's not like they're trying to get you to rush to it. Once it's gone, it's gone. But, it's a good opportunity, especially for those of you who have been sitting on the fence and thinking about it. This is a really good opportunity to get more bang for your buck. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ads to learn more. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Next time we have you on, I won't be rushing you off, I promise.
That's all right. Say hello to Wade for us.
Okay,
Wade,
I will.
Buy some of our patches.
Yes, he loves them. And I'll get him to talk about it when we start the show. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Rob Regish and Wade Johnson on with us, and we'll proceed with the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. This is Superhuman Radio.
You can use the rabbit all over your cat. Applause now, that's the first half of my act. Started out a pimp, now I'm more like a Mac.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Onward and upward. We haven't done a roundtable discussion in some time. I am now joined by Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Wade?
Always good to be with you guys.
And, of course, a regular on the show, the guy who's probably going to take my job someday, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing terrific, man. Great to be back with the whole crew.
Yes, and no need for me to play the rain sound today, right, Rob? Things have settled in.
No.
Okay.
No, the sun is shining, my man.
When I had Rob on the show earlier in the week, Wade, I found some sound effects for the sound of rain falling on a house because Rob was still under the storm when we did the show last. So.
Oh, it's crazy.
Anyway, okay, so the discussion is an important one. I vacillate with what I'm going to do in the gym because I don't want to ignore the two most important side effects of training, and that is the gains in strength and the gains in muscle size. I want to look like I train, and I want to look like I train when I'm out of the gym as well, when somebody doesn't see me deadlifting. And so there has to be a happy medium. This discussion between strength and hypertrophy began back in the days of the forefathers of physical culture. Some said you had to train for size if you were looking to get bigger muscles, and you had to train for strength if you wanted to be strong. And these were two different roads. But clearly, guys who are strong and muscular, God, you know, Mariusz Pudanowski comes to mind. You know what I mean? The guy looks like a bodybuilder, but he's a strong man. So, first of all, I want you to tell me straight out where you stand in the camp. I'm going to ask you first, Coach, because I know that your goals are not necessarily to be bigger. In fact, your goals right now are to be smaller. your goals are purely strength. Do you think that there is a way that your efforts can beget gains in strength and gains in muscular size at the same or similar rates with one style of training?
I think that's going to vary. Now, you keep in mind, when I was coming up, everything was about getting bigger and stronger. I think when we met, I'm trying to think about how far back that was. I think I was just right.
We met in 99 or 2000, in and around there.
Okay. Then I was still under 300 pounds at that point. I was still a pretty big fella. But like when we saw each other at the Arnold, I think that was 08, 09. That was when I was at my biggest at 365.
Right.
And granted, not all that is obviously, you know, muscle size, but, the amount of work in the way that I have, designed my programming, is to either condition, which is what I'm doing now, or to put on size, and all the assistance work we do surrounding the three main lifts are designed to, you know, either condition and or, in most cases, you know, to create muscle size as well.
So you do believe, because, you know, when you start a statement out with, you know, there's variables, or that immediately to me means no.
For me, it's different. For me, at this point, it's different. But by the same token, while I'm losing weight, I want to hold on to as much muscle as I possibly can.
Right. Do you think that in your training career, let's say you had different aspirations at the beginning, and your aspirations were not to just focus on purely strength and totals, but the aesthetic side of the work as well. Would your adherence to a program designed to make you ripped and muscular have taken a toll on you reaching that 2400 plus goal?
Oh yeah, it would have never happened.
So the answer in your camp is, you gotta choose. If you want to be big and strong looking, or you want to be big and strong, you have to choose.
Well, this is what I tell my guys. You know, if you're coming to me because you want to be a competitive lifter, strongman, you know, a strength athlete, then ultimately, depending on the discipline that you're most focused on, you're going to have to accept the physique that the training gives you. For me to total 2,400 pounds, there was no way for me to look. And again, you got to remember, you know, my biggest totals were done, you know, in my early to mid-40s. And drug free, you know, so that, you know, there's an aside there, you know, as well. But
right.
Ultimately, for me, there was no question when you saw me, even at my biggest, you know, you're like, this guy's strong and this guy definitely is lifting some heavy weight.
Right.
You know, but I didn't look like, you know, someone like Sam Bird, who, you know, at 220 pounds is lifting ridiculous amount of weights and looks like it compete in a bodybuilding contest at any given time.
Well, then so it can be done then, really. It can, I guess.
Well, I think it depends on the lifter. I think it depends on what their focus is. And I think it also depends on age and supplementation. I think it can be done. Do I think a 40-year-old drug-free athlete can do it? No, I absolutely don't.
Okay, Rob. What do you think, Rob? Do you have to choose? Do you have to say, look, for this period of time, I'm training for strength. For this period of time, I'm training for aesthetics. Never the twain shall meet.
Well, I think, you know, the way you phrased the original question was, can you get a healthy amount of both with one style of training? And those being the operative words, with one style of training, I'm with Wade. For the genetically typical guy, no. I would make the analogy, you know, would you expect to shoot your best round of golf with one club? No. You need all of them. Now, that's not to say that it can't be done or that you can't have a healthy amount of both, but you need more than one training modality, I'll call it, to get there. Because as an example, you want max strength, well, you're going to train like a power lifter. And most people that train like power lifters and eat like power lifters don't wind up looking like bodybuilders, right?
Right.
So there's a reason for that, and it goes both ways. What I usually do with people is, I'll make the suggestion that, yes, you can accomplish a healthy degree of both, but it's going to take more than just using, you know, heavy-duty, high-intensity training one set to failure. It's going to take more than, you know, a good quality loading pattern like we use in the blueprint. It takes something more than that. And whether you separate those two phases or you combine them, you need both.
Okay.
So genetically average person, short answer to your question,
is no.
Not with any one program.
Right.
With just one program.
Because you, when you said, can you gain a healthy amount of strength? No. What I'm saying is it possible to get as strong as you are genetically, your genetic potential will allow you, and to get as freaky, ripped, and muscular? And I don't mean cartoon muscular. Okay. So I'm not talking about drugs right now. Right. But do you have to choose? Do you have to say no? If you want to get as strong as you are genetically, your genetic potential will allow you, you must exclusively focus on training that gets you strong but does not necessarily get you muscular. Freaky. Because let's face it, I learned that muscle size does not play an exclusive role in strength. When I saw this kid, I mean, that wasn't a kid, a young man from Indiana, and Wade, I'm sure you know who he is. He's a African American guy, little guy, lifts in the 178 to 181 class, and he's got a 700 pound deadlift, and he's got a 700 pound bench press. And when I saw him deadlift that day, I was officiating. Like I know what I'm talking about. I say that, right? I was standing there. If no one fell down, I gave them the green light. But I watched him deadlift 700 pounds, and it became very clear to me that the neural connection to muscle plays a larger role in strength than muscle size. When I saw his entire back turn into solid granite right before my eyes as he lifted, and I thought, son of a gun, this guy is activating so much muscle, so much more than the average person. So,
yeah, there's a lot. I think it's fair to say this. There's a lot of variables at play, but if there's one thing that I think most people can agree on, and hopefully, Wade, I'd be interested in your opinion, is strength increases always precede size increases.
What do you think about that?
I would agree with that. I know the lifter that you're talking about, and I can't think of his name.
Ron something. Isn't it Ron something? Ron.
Yeah.
He uses the word Lionheart somewhere in his name or something.
Oh, Palmer.
Ron Palmer. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a really bizarre story with him, but we'll get into that another time.
Okay.
The thing is, with someone like Ron, is you got to understand that, you know, these guys are at the high end. I think overall, if we use a broad stroke, you're going to see, like Rob said, you know, that the average guy, even I would say slightly above average guy, is that, you know, you're going to have to lean to one side or the other depending on what your goal is. But I have to agree, your strength gains are always going to come quicker. You know, the growth is something that is going to be secondary initially, and is a little slower to respond. It's the same with taking off weight. You know, it's kind of a roller coaster ride where the wheels really turn slowly. And I can tell you that from experience. It's like, you know, I'm eating cleaner, I'm taking the right supplements, I'm doing the cardio, I'm doing this, you know. And I had to practice what I preach. You know, the first 30 to 60 days, you have to be extremely patient. And it's the same with growth. You know, and any little hitch in the system with your food or your training, it shows up very quickly. So I have to agree, you know, 100% with Rob. Your training, regardless of the training, the strength gains are going to come quicker than the growth gains.
Okay. Okay, so with that being said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And with that being said, if you were going to try to get somebody looking at a one-year template, okay? And if you were going to try to get somebody from January to December, where at the end of that year, they will have made strength gains and muscular size gains equivalent to had they focused exclusively on one discipline or the other. Let's think about if it can be done, and if so, how. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. This is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Wade, go ahead and plug your websites, please.
You can find me at weightliftingdiscussion.com. That's where there's a training forum, which is picked up, by the way, thanks to listeners. And johnsonstrengthgroup.com is where you can find out about Ogreware. I have a personal Facebook page and a Johnson Strength Facebook page, and you can always reach me via supersquat800@yahoo.com.
And I want to say something. Coach Johnson is actually working with people in the audience as a result of the show, people who have reached out to him. But you don't have to have aspirations of totaling 2,400 to reach out to Coach Johnson. If you want to learn how to get stronger, and I don't care if your goals are just to get strong enough to deadlift 135 pounds, if your goals are to get stronger, who do you want to take lessons from? A guy who's barely as strong as you, or a guy who's done it professionally and won trophies at it? So regardless of what your aspirations are, Coach Johnson can help you get there if your goals and aspirations are to be stronger than you are today. So reach out to him. And, of course, Rob Regish, author of the wildly popular Blueprint and his supplement Mass Pro Synthogen. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click either the Blueprint or Mass Pro banner ad. Stay tuned. We will be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Later in the show, Adele Musa joins me all the way from Munster, Germany, Europe's equivalent to the United States. Well, we will do the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adele Musa actually reads the entire studies. Go figure. And finds out quite often the message being purported in the news is not really the truth. And he will apply the sniff test to science in the news later today. You don't want to miss that. Okay, so I'm going to start with Rob Regish on this one, because he's probably spent the most time really researching this and looking at it from this standpoint in preparation to write Blueprints 1, 2, and 3. And so if somebody's looking at a complete year, they're saying, look, I want to train for the next year, and at the end of the year, I want to be as strong as I could be if I focused exclusively on strength training for the year. But I want to be as lean and muscular as I would have been had I focused exclusively on aesthetics for the entire year. Is there a periodization approach to this that could get you there, or are we saying, no, look, time invested equals results, period, end of story?
No, I think I do very much favor, I'll call it a periodized approach, but ultimately what I arrived at to give guys the best of both worlds is combining a dedicated, let's say the first half of the workout is dedicated to pure strength work, and the second half of the workout is dedicated to hypertrophy. And that is kind of dovetailed with a very specific diet, which is a series of caloric zigzags repeating over 6 to 8 weeks, which, you know, many were surprised to come out of that shoot, you know, at a physical zenith of, my God, I'm as strong as I've ever been, and I've never, you know, looked better. So is there a way to do it? Yes. But, you know, getting back to my original position, and I think a point that we all agree on, boosting your absolute or one rep max strength first is it's an absolute must. It's a requirement. You need to do that first.
Why? Then, okay. Stay where you are. I love this, okay? So I want to come to Wade for a second. Now, you heard what he just said, right? Okay, right. So his position is if you focus on strength first and do things to enhance Aesthetics, which is both a combination of style of training and nutrition, that you can get as strong as you potentially could have gotten in a year and as ripped and muscular, come out the end of the year without having lost any ground in either discipline. What do you think? You think that's possible, truthfully?
Well, I can only tell you from my experience working with people and myself personally. There was no way for me to do it. Now, I got bigger, but I didn't get any more muscular. But by the same token, that wasn't my goal. But now I do have guys, you know, that they want to get strong and they compete, and you know, they've been able to either maintain their leanness or even enhance it, you know, over a year's time. Can it be done? Yes, but it is an extremely disciplined approach, and I think that's, you know, what Rob is saying. It you know, there's the training for strength, the training for your growth, and how you eat and how you supplement, you know, have a huge impact. But keep in mind, my priority was never, you know, I want people to mistake me for a bodybuilder, and I guess that's a good idea.
But in theory, I mean, what Rob says does make some sense. Rob, are you talking about periodization in each session, or are you talking about focusing on this for months, then focusing on that for months?
Both. It is both a short and a long term approach. But
here's what I wanted to say to Wade. Wade, do you think, had your desire been different, had aesthetics been more as important to you, do you think that you could have gotten as strong as you've gotten, but maybe been? Because Wade, you know the muscle is there. You and I both know the muscle is there. That's part of the reason you're big. But you just could have seen more of the muscle. You think had your desires been different, that you may have, I could have done it different and probably would have ended out that way.
No, not me personally. No, there was just, you got to understand, there's the other variable is the mindset, you know, is this a priority? You know, I wanted to be bigger. I wanted to look like I was a weightlifter, but I wanted to squat 1,000 pounds more than I wanted to have, you know, a giant quad sweep. I could care, you know, I just didn't care enough.
Right.
And, you know, so ultimately, you know, it was every meet is like, okay, I did this, you know, what do I do now to get to this point? And so my mindset was dramatically different than a lot of people. And so I agree that it can be done,
there has to be some compromise, does there not? In other words, you've got to say, look, I'm not going to be a competitive power lifter, but I can be really, really freaky strong and get physically in shape as well.
Yeah, and it may help to understand this, which was kind of the genesis of Blueprint 1, 2, and 3. When I wrote 1 and 2, it was the goal in mind was, how do I get as big and as strong as possible, as fast as possible? And it worked, and it worked well. When I sat down to write 3.0, I solicited people's opinions. Like, okay, you know, what do you guys want to tackle next? And the reality is, today, people want it all. They want to be incredibly strong, but they want abs too.
Yeah.
The price to be paid is a ratcheting down of discipline, in particular on the dietary end of things. And as a result, 3.0's guidelines are a lot tighter. You know, I'm not going to mislead anybody and say it's as flexible as 2.0, which was beautiful. You could take whatever routine you knew worked for you, whatever diet, and just plop it into the correct part of the plan, and presto, the blueprint shell would magnify it. 3.0 is a lot different. 3.0 requires, I won't call it an extreme, but, you know, a good deal more, a bit of discipline. There's an old saying, abs were built in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And it's true.
That's why I always get a kick out of these nighttime infomercials focusing on people who can't get out of their sofa about the ab buster, the ab workout. And it's like, you want to see your abs, change the way you eat. It's not about your working the abs. It's about changing the way you eat. You ever see you ever see a guy in a prison camp? He's got flipping abs, and he's not doing sit-ups.
No. It's true. You know, it's we're saying that yes, it is possible. You know, I'm also not going to lie to people. I'm going to give it to you straight. There's a price to be paid, and the price is discipline and sacrifice. And you're, if you want those abs along with the strength, you're going to pay that price.
You know what I'd like to do? I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about something that we didn't necessarily decide to talk about earlier. But you've invoked the word discipline, and really, discipline in this day and age has really become a scarce commodity in people. And I want to just touch on that, especially from Coach Wade's side, I mean, lifting these kind of superhuman amounts of weight. It takes real discipline just to get to the gym every day because you know you're going to punish yourself. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy. Later in the show, Adele Musa and the Subversity Science Roundup. We'll be right back.
He's never hard to please. Oh, no.
Roxanne.
That girl is pretty wild.
You don't have to wear that dress.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right. You get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Should have played this yesterday for Halloween. We gave away Quest protein bars at our house yesterday.
Wow. I figured that. I
don't think the kids are going to like them. I can see a lot of constipated kids this morning in the Louisville area. Because it had 18 grams of protein. I mean, 18 grams of fiber, you know. Mommy, I can't poop. Okay, so anyway, discipline. It's a lost commodity today. It really, really is. And I got to be honest with you, I haven't been the model of discipline lately either. And it's sometimes life gets in the way. Sometimes you get in your own way. But when you have a heroic goal, like lifting the amounts of weight that powerlifters lift, or stepping on stage in a banana hammock ripped to shreds at 1% body fat at 260, 270 pounds of pure muscle and bone, you're talking about investing decade of time, singly focused like a laser on one thing, and nothing gets in your way. Wade, do you have any anecdotes about the things that you did, the things that you told yourself, the tricks that you play? I mean, because Wade, you've affected my motivation. There are mornings I don't like to go. This morning I did not feel like going to the gym, and I could still hear your voice in my head. The only bad workout is a missed workout. And I thought, you know, I'll just go in and meander. So I changed it up and I did some EDT today and I got a really good workout. And I thought, you know, I'm glad I showed up. Do you have any tricks? Do you have any things that you did to yourself where you help your clients stay focused?
For me personally, the thing that I did is, when I changed, jobs, I've been at this job for almost 6 years. I posted in just over my laptop on my office desk my goals. It was 1,000-pound squat, 700-pound bench, 700-pound deadlift, 2,400-pound total. And I would post those in certain areas where I would see it every day without fail. Didn't matter if that's where my lifting was at that particular time, but the end game was, you know, when I decide that, you know, my day as a super heavy is over, this is the total that I will feel like I've failed otherwise. And so there was a constant reminder. I didn't need too many tricks. It was one of those things where I knew, I started competing kind of late in life as far as an athlete goes. And so I knew I was going to have to put the work in, you know, that I couldn't lay off and that I couldn't, you know, take it easy.
Cut corners. So, right.
I didn't.
You weren't depending on drugs. And that's not I'm not taking any away from the drug training athlete, because the reality is they just train more frequently and even harder. But you weren't.
I don't know
using
if they train any more than I did, you know, but there's no question. The guys that use because they work. And that's the bottom line.
Right.
And my path was my personal, you know, choice. But, you know, I knew that for me to recover from the workouts, that there were certain things that I was going to have to do that I couldn't lay on the couch to recover, and, you know, that the clock would always be ticking, you know. And, you know, as 45 rolled around, I was, you know, you start getting concerned because you know that window, you know, the window of time is really narrowing. Now for clients, it's one of those things. I have a girl that I train right now that I've helped in the past who needed to lose a lot of weight, and she lost 60 pounds, but the difficulty was not the 60 pounds, it was the first 10. And like I said, you know, I told her, I said, there's a chance, you know, that you're going to get on that scale initially and the weight will go up, and here are the things going on, and I'll try to make this short. But the thing that I did is I go, I want you to buy a pair of pants or a shirt that you cannot wear right now.
Wow.
And I want you to hang it on your door, so when you get up in the morning, when you open your eyes and you focus and you get up to go to the bathroom, the first thing you see is that article of clothing.
That's brilliant.
Do you want to wear it? Do you want to wear it? Yes or no? Because every day when you get up, you have to, you make the decision as you're walking to, you know, to squat and pee, and that what's on your mind is, I got to get something done today because my goal is to be able to fit into that.
And, that is so, you know, cool.
Those are the things, you know, that we've done is, you know, everybody talks about, you know, I want to lose X amount of weight, and sometimes that's not how it goes. I've had a client that I trained for 18 months that complained that she never lost any weight, and I said, just stick it out. At the end of the 18 months, when she was going to make some changes in what she was doing, she had gained 2 pounds, but had gone down 2 pant sizes and could wear a bikini again.
Wow.
And, you know, so, you know, it's, the work and the discipline that it requires, because it's, you know, everybody has the capacity to work hard. Not everybody has the discipline it takes to think it through and to stay consistent. That is where discipline really comes in, is being consistent week in and week out, you know, as it accumulates.
Well, and that takes motivation, and motivating people is a difficult thing. Rob, you, part of your services, you work with people, you keep them motivated. Do you have any tips, any tricks, any, like, that was a great tip. You know, buy something you can't fit into with the objective of fitting into it, especially making the financial commitment, because you're not going to waste your own money. So that makes you focused in the morning. It gets you on track. Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, well, you know, in large part, it's the information within the blueprint. And I'll tell you, you know, I'll expand on that by saying this. It is so radically different than what they're used to seeing, and the rate at which the unorthodox unfolds starts to get the gears going. And they look at it and they say, wow, never seen anything like this before, certainly never done anything like this before. And to your point, they have made a certain financial commitment, right? They bought the blueprint.
Yeah, that's
and now,
true.
You know, okay, so let's saddle up and see how far this horse brings us. And the same, by the way, goes for the supplement cycle that I see, and we shouldn't underestimate that, is, you know, when somebody buys a new supplement that says it's going to get them stronger, well, then by God, you know, they just dropped 50 or 100 bucks. Wonder of wonders, they're training like an animal to get stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So, you know, there are personal goals and numbers. There are dress sizes and jean sizes. And there are financial incentives, so to speak. There are a number of things that go into the psychology. But, you know, the vast number of people that are coming to me for whatever reason, they've already got it. Right? Discipline, adherence to the plan is not a problem. These, God bless them, man. If I told them to run through a brick wall, they'd run through a brick wall.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, no, this is a good point. So really what I hear here is make an investment in your future, and that kind of crystallizes the reality that there is this future ahead of you. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. This is a roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides.
Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. To Superhuman Radio. We have the best bumper music in the world. I challenge any radio show to a bumper music off. So there you go. Okay. So really, it sounds like you got to make an investment. And this is true of everything in life, you know? So many of us think that just because we have hands, we can wrap them around a bar and we can swing things around, that we should be able to go into the gym and work out. I'm an idiot too when it comes to this. I got on a vibration plate recently and locked my knees on it and did something to the meniscus in my left knee. I'm sure that had I spoken to someone who understood how to use a vibration plate, they would have said, now, by the way, don't ever lock your knees. But I'm susceptible to this too. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't make an investment in a coach, a book, a supplement, something, then you are really not putting any skin in the game. So how can you expect to come out the other end transformed in any way, shape, or form?
I've got a thought on that. Unrealistic role models help a lot.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And, you know, there's a huge downside to that. But, you know, when I was growing up, I idolized certain guys that were just genetically, even if I had used drugs, there was no way I was going to get that big and strong. But, you know, it's the old saying, right? You shoot for the stars,
maybe you'll hit the moon.
Right, you only get to the moon. So yeah. It doesn't hurt, in my opinion, to find someone that is way beyond whatever you're going to be, but still strive to get as close as possible to that.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. Wade, do you still make investments in your trade?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest commodity for me is the group of guys that I train with. I've got several guys that no matter what they do, they're never going to lift the amount of weight that I have lifted. Due to size, but you know, they have bought into what we do. They've bought into, you know, doing it with good form and so forth. So they recognize it. And so, you know, I've got great, great eyes that are on my lifts at all times. And so the investment, the bigger investment is, you know, is like I need it to be the ability to train to be as convenient as possible, expect not only for me, but, you know, for the people that I coach and the people that I train as clients. So the investment was is the whole bottom of my house, you know, as a gym that, if you've seen the pictures, you know, is as well outfitted as any gym out there.
Oh, I know. I didn't, you know what? Sometimes I would get confused and question, is this downstairs when he talks about going downstairs, or does he have a separate building with all this stuff in it?
No, it's amazing. It's the bottom part of my house is, you know, houses a complete gym. And when I say complete, you know, the funny part is always when someone new that will contact me, they'll call or they'll email and I'll go, here's the address, come on by. And, you know, they think, well, he's probably got a power rack and some dumbbells and stuff like that. And they walk in and they just completely flip out. You know, so it's, you know, it's been a gigantic investment, as far as that goes. But, I'm always trying to upgrade to, you know, okay, my goals have changed. What do I need to do? You know, I'm spending as much time in the gym as I ever have in my entire career.
Rob, I know that you are constantly buying other people's products, reading other people's products, using other people's supplements constantly. I mean, you're always telling me, I just bought this book. There's some really good information in it. You're constantly digging in, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's a huge, huge investment. People don't, you know, sometimes I don't think people appreciate the scope of how much you need to invest. And then, of course, the return, gauging the return on that investment. And I'll give you an illustration. When I sat down to write 3.0, I exhausted about more than a quarter, maybe a third of the profits on 2.0, ordering up research papers from places like the University of Szeged over in Hungary, on ecdysterone and, you know, foreign training journals and programs. That stuff isn't cheap. But, and not all of them, you know, panned out. But
right,
the gems that did found their way into 3.0. I think it has to be a constant in your journey of physical culture that you invest, but understand that every time you do, you invest in yourself. You're not investing in some stock controlled by some company, not by you, that may or may not return. You're not investing in somebody else who may get a wild hair and say, I don't want to be with you anymore. You're investing in the guy in the mirror.
Wait.
I preach on, brother, because, you know, it's just that I completely agree.
Yeah.
There is no finer investment in the world, folks.
Amen.
Investing in yourself.
No, it is true. And you know what? And I'll tell you something else. I'll go a step further, and I'll say that even if you make an investment that in retrospect you look back and think, well, that was a waste of money, it wasn't, and I'll tell you why. First of all, you gain firsthand knowledge that it didn't work for you, whatever it was. Secondly, you always get something. You always get something out of it. You always learn one thing. And you know what? I've always been a believer that if I invest an hour at a seminar or I read a book, if I get one pearl, one thing, one paradigm shifter, one thing that makes me think differently, that makes me ask questions differently out of that investment, the investment worked. Yesterday I did a show about the importance of standing up, how sitting is killing us, it's shortening our lives. As we sit 8 hours a day, sit in our car, sit at the on the train, sit on the, it's like we need to start standing up. Just the simple act of standing up genetically changes your physiology. And that when that doctor Emma I can't think of her last name now, not DeMott. But anyway, when she said that standing up after a meal drops blood sugar by 25%, that some pharmacological interventions don't even do that. And I thought, my God, that one sentence was worth investing the 2 hours to listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
Like, I stand after a meal now as a result of that. I stand for 10 minutes after a meal. I'm like, okay, obviously it does something. Science has discovered this. It makes perfect sense. So I'm going to make sure that after my meal I stand up so that my body uses the nutrients differently and doesn't turn it to fat.
Is your free glucose disposal agent tip of the day.
I mean, really? Yeah. Could you imagine that just standing after every meal for 10 minutes would completely change things for you? That it would allow you to get to your physical goals faster? It would balance your blood sugar better? It would do all these things, and we don't even know all the things it does. It could actually cause energy management systems to flip so that you get better sleep at night. We spend way too much time sitting. I've been standing during the breaks. I now when I'm sitting and watching TV, I think to myself, I should stand, and I stand up, and I go walk in the kitchen, and I find the reason to stand. I'm telling you. So you don't always get a monumentous bunch of information or a monumentous effect from a supplement or your investments. But if you get one thing that you add to your quiver, then it was well worth it. You guys want to chime in on that statement? You think it's true?
I completely agree. It's one of those things where, you know, sometimes you'll try something and it fails miserably. And for me, I mean, you can look at it as a waste of time, and there are times in my life where I have felt that way. But, you know, once the smoke settles on the failure, you look back and you go, you know, this reaffirms that the thing that I was doing that was working does work. I mean, you know, so there is give and take in all of it, and, you know, and you got to sift through, you know, maybe some frustration and disappointment and even failure to go, okay, you know, this is what I've learned from this. And it was one of the things that I tell, you know, my pupils all the time. Failure is not the end game. Failure is not the worst thing that can happen. The worst thing that can happen is that you fail without your best effort. Because if you're here, that means you've invested in a coach. You have a coach. And I always tell them, it's a philosophy, never tell me what you won't do, show me that you can't. And what that means is give me your best effort. And if you fail, then it's incumbent upon me or your teacher or your parent or whatever the case may be to put you on the pathway to succeed. But back to your point, the point to all that is that, you know, everything, read it, you know, try it, and learn as much as you can, and you'll learn through application, you know, what is going to work for you, what is not going to work for you, and there's something to take away from everything. You know, Rob does things so different than I, you know, he's way, way more involved. I'm more the, you know, I'll throw another quarter or a plate on it and let's see what happens. But the point is that, you know, the investment that you make, the return that you get, is all in how much you put into it. And I'm talking in circles now, but I think you get my point.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Rob, let's wrap this up. Obviously, there is a way to get to the other end by periodizing your workouts, focusing on strength first, followed by hypertrophy-type movements. You can do this in a single session. You can do this on a periodized basis, but obviously there is a way to do it.
There is.
And so you feel confident that people can focus on this approach?
I do. You know, like a lot of things in life, there's going to be some trial and error. But the greatest thinkers and the best athletes in this sport learned by that very method, you know, trial and error. They didn't come out of some ivory tower. They got into the trenches, and they got to work. And using the information that you invest in, or the coaches, the books, the supplements, whatever it may be, get in there. Get in there today and start if you haven't already. If you're already there, keep going, because yeah, I guarantee, like you said, it will be well worth the time and money invested. Why? Because you invested it in yourself,
yeah,
not outside yourself.
I like
you
that.
Invested it in yourself.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure to have you guys on the air. Coach Wade Johnson, plug your websites again, please.
I've got two Facebook pages. You can reach me personally or Johnson Strength, johnsonstrengthgroup.com, weightliftingdiscussion.com, and my email address is supersquat800@yahoo.com. And if I could quickly,
yes,
give a shout-out to a listener. Mike Sheely is competing at Worlds next week. I've been coaching him online, and so I wanted to make sure that we wish him luck.
There you go. Good luck, Mike. And Rob Regish, always a pleasure to have you on the show. People will hear you again next Tuesday. To learn more about Rob Regish, go to superhumanradio.com and click either the Blueprint banner ad or the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad. make an investment in yourself today. Guys, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks for having me.
All right, when we come back, Adele Musa will be on with us as we perform the Subversity Sniff Test to Science in the News. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. I can say that I
don't love the light and the dark. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. It's now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answer to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio, as we now perform the Subversity Sniff Test, as I'm joined by Adele Musa, who always has to turn the dial on his brain down when he talks to me. How you doing, Adele?
I'm fine. It's not so bad, I should say, because I have to turn it way, way more down when I'm talking about physics to my students. not really a problem.
do any of your, I'm just curious, not to get off the topics, and we have some really good topics to talk about today, thanks to Adele Musa. Do any of your students, are any of them aware of your involvement in physical culture and nutrition and supplementation and all that sort of stuff?
I don't think so, no. At least nobody has talked to me about that, is that true? But in the last 8 weeks, I meet some people at the gym who are looking at me as if they must have seen the picture in the Subversity and are thinking, is this the guy who's writing all those articles or isn't he? But nobody has approached me up to now. Only my closer friends know that I'm doing this.
Cool. Okay, just curious. Anyway, so yesterday, Dr. Emma Wilmot was on the phone, the show from the UK. And you're aware of her group's research on the effects of sitting and how that actually can speed death, bottom line, all-cause mortality. And you've got some interesting information about the effects of standing, which is now, in my audience, very en vogue.
Yeah. And finally, a colleague of mine has been working on one of those standing desks for at least as long as I know him. And he's, alongside with me, the leanest person at the university, at least in our working group. And maybe this is also part of it, because otherwise he's also healthy and he does not exercise regularly otherwise. What really is intriguing, though, is that just by standing around, you burn so much more calories that if you reverse the usual order, and this is something scientists have calculated and measured in a mini follow-up study on those epidemiological results, which clearly showed that being sedentary and really sitting around is a risk factor in developing all sorts of pathogenic diseases, and especially metabolic syndrome. And those researchers found that if you stand for 10 of the 16 hours you're awake and sit around for only 6 hours, even if you don't walk the rest of the time, you're burning. Well, I'm not a fan of those calorie calculations, but in this case we need them to have a comparison. So if you're doing just that, you're expending roughly 2,800 calories. Of course, this depends on your weight, so we need a value to compare this to. If you're sitting around for 14 hours, which I suppose is what most people do, and stand for 2 hours, you will consume only 2,000 calories, so that's an 800 kilocalorie difference that is just achieved by walking by standing. And this is even more than somebody who is sitting for 9 hours. This would maybe be the usual office worker standing for 6.5 hours and having a workout of half an hour. He still does not get the same to the same level of energy expenditure as the person who's just standing around for 10 hours.
So, I mean, this is profound information. I mean, this obviously, do you foresee industry taking a cue from this type of research and giving people the opportunities to stand more often at their job, truthfully?
Well, I don't know. It certainly depends on the industry. I would say if you're working at Google, you certainly get your desk, your standing desk. And I know that the university also, our university at least, supports it and finances those standing desks, because the usual equipment, of course, is a chair and a desk where you sit at. And you will need the special desk where you can change the height of the table in order to stand so that you don't get problems with your back. Because if you have to buckle down every time with the table is not high enough, you're running into problems. And usually most employees will need both a desk where you can sit for some time at least, and a desk where you can stand. So this is a financial factor. But if you consider just the amount of working time your employees will probably be at the office instead of at home being sick, this alone would really pay out, would make this investment pay out, I would think so, at least. And here in Germany, we all have health insurances, and as far as I see, you are going to get that as well. And it would be only wise from the insurance companies to support this financially as well.
You know, and I know we're going to talk about childhood obesity, but I can't help but thinking that we have worked very, very hard to turn children into little adults. And what I mean by that is, you know, children should sit still, be quiet, especially in school. teachers abhor the child who, you know, is out of his chair all the time. It's usually little boys, quite frankly, you know, and this whole notion of ADHD and all that. But the reality is it's probably genetically programmed into young children, just like it is young animals. I worked on a yearling farm, and I can tell you that one-year-old horses, they're like, they're crazy. I mean, they run after you. They run after each other. They're always kicking and jumping and playing. And I got to believe that that's inherent in all organisms at the youthful levels like that. But yet, we want children to sit in the class and then sit at home. And I mean, it's so predominant that they had to come out with the Wii, the Sony. Did Sony come out with Wii? Sony Wii that the people could
Nintendo
Wii, so people could exercise at home. Yeah, so they can sit at home and stand and move around. I mean, this is ridiculous. What about childhood obesity? You think this plays into this role as well?
I think it does, and you also mentioned ADHD, and as of late, a study was published that invoked that simply having the kids move more will help in some more of the milder cases to completely abolish the symptoms of ADHD, and I posted that on the Subversity Facebook wall under the title that ADHD should actually be called physical action deficiency syndrome and not attention deficiency syndrome, because it's the lack of the ability to do what kids are supposed to do, go out and play, that is really a problem here. And this actually segues right into a study that has been published a few days ago, which tried to evaluate what would happen if you had more physical education or at least breaks at school for the kids to be active. And the thing they did is they just stopped right within the lesson or in between two lessons and had the kids exercise for a very short time period. So this was a multi-stage fitness test they did, but in fact it was nothing as if you had sent them out for, say, 3 to 5 minutes and had really allowed them to not exercise but just have fun running around. And the result was quite astonishing, because when they came back and they compared that to the standard situation where the kids had to sit tight and be attentive all the time, the cognitive tests they performed, which were designed once to elicit how fast they react and second to test their attention, they really improved fundamentally. And this goes to show you that this is no investment in time you would waste, because afterwards the lessons would be much more productive. And if you look at the schedule of today's kids, well, I don't know how it is in the U.S., but when I was a kid, I came home usually even at the latest stage of my education. I was usually back home at 2 or 3 o'clock. And, of course, I had to do some homework, but I really had time to spend time outside to meet friends, etc. And today, kids are sitting at school till 4 o'clock or even later. Then they are going home and have homework to do. And, obviously, if you got the chance to meet up with friends, or you usually prefer to do that first. And in the winter times, for example, when you go home at 4 o'clock, already almost dark outside. I was always playing soccer outside. Kids today, you can't just go outside and play soccer in the wintertime, for example. And then this combined with all the gadgetry kids of today have in their rooms and have available 24/7, this just leads to having no time and having lots of other things to do, which may be not so time-consuming as being a member of a fitness club. Doesn't have to be a fitness club, but maybe a football team. And we all know that that can be really taxing if you know you still got homework to do, and then you get to rush to your training session, and so on and so forth. So in a way, we are really programming our kids by not giving them the appropriate time to exercise. On the other hand, we are bashing on them that they are sedentary slobs and don't exercise, just sit around in front of the television, when they are not really given the chance to do that because they got so much to learn. And what's the result of that? Are kids today smarter because they are spending more time in school? I would say no. The opposite is the case.
Right.
They are learning so much that they really can. They are They are jacked up all trade. You could say they know everything a little, but they master nothing.
It's a very good point. Really a good point. I mean, and this is a big problem today. It really is. I mean, childhood obesity in and of itself is a big problem, because this generation of young children, because of the poor stewardship by their parents, I'm sorry, you can't blame the teachers and the school system. You can't blame anybody. These children are in your care. But these children don't have a shot. I mean, these kids are going to be born into a lifestyle of illness. And it's very, yeah, very sad.
And it's not a U.S. problem. For example, two days ago, a study was published from Spain, and I was shocked to read that in Spain, 41% of the children, 8 to 10, 18-year-old children, they tested in the study were already obese, not just overweight. And they estimated the risk factors for hypertension and high insulin and found that those obese kids had a 10.6-fold increase in hypertension risk, a 60.2-fold increase in the risk of having high insulin, and a similar increase of 40% in having high blood sugar. And the list goes on. They already had all the markers of the metabolic syndrome in the age of with below 18 years. And the kids who were not already obese but just overweight had similar values, so they were just on the same track to a life that is already shortened before it has really begun.
And I'll tell you something else. For those of you out there who go, yeah, but you don't understand. My kid is like so full of energy and so bouncing off the walls and so. And I know that may not be convenient for you and the teachers, but let me tell you something. That doesn't mean that the child has an illness. You know, there are different classes of dogs. And people are going to go, wait a minute, Carl, you're going to compare a person to a dog just for a second. Just humor me for a second. There are different classes of dogs. There are dogs that are classified as working dogs. These dogs are hunting dogs, like the German Shorthair, the Hungarian Vizsla, and so on and so forth. These dogs have unbelievable amounts of energy. It's part of their stock in trade. And when people buy those kinds of dogs and then want to relegate them to a little 60-square-foot backyard and a 2,000-square-foot home, very, very quickly, once the dogs reach adulthood, or even, I shouldn't say adulthood, when they get to, they're not puppies any longer, but they're big enough and they're somewhat autonomous now, these people realize they made a dramatic mistake. Why? Because these dogs are bouncing off the walls, they're chewing through things, they develop neurotic tendencies. You know why? You take that dog out and work it every day, you take it out and you let it traverse a half-acre field for 30 minutes, it comes home, it's the most pleasant dog in the world. Why? Because it's genetically predisposed to produce a lot of energy, and that energy is actually viewed as a positive thing. So before you relegate your child to a series of drugs and the isolation that comes with treating your child like there's something wrong with it, why don't you take your child out and let your child run in the fields for a little while? You'll find out that the child will come home, be somewhat exhausted, be easy to manage, and be focused. We're not all created the same. Some of us have the genetics to produce a lot of energy. This shouldn't be seen as a negative. This kid will probably grow up to be one of those 80-year-olds who has high energy and walks at a fast pace and lives a great life. Don't stigmatize your children just because they don't sit still for the teacher. What you want to comment on that? You think that's an absurd statement? Am I going too far out on the zealot limb here?
Well, obviously a little exaggerated, but and basically you are right. You can obviously argue that the world is also different. It's not so easy to just go out to any field and roam there when you're living right in the city. But the notion that kids can sit for longer times, forced to sit still, than adults do, and this is the case today for some of those kids, this is just just hilarious. You can't expect that from a kid. It's not meant to be sedentary all day, or sedentary not meaning in the case of the act of sitting, but rather to be focused all day. And it all starts with sending teenagers way too early to school in the morning, because the biological clock when about puberty changes, and we all turn into old, regardless of how we were before.
Right.
We are not active at night, and we are totally wrecked when we are coming to school and in the morning. Usually we have to stand up at 6 o'clock, or our kids have to stand up at 6 o'clock. That's way too early, and we all know about the negative effects of sleep deprivation. And when we are wondering about why our kids are getting so little sleep, it's not just that they have a television set in that room. It's that they are just not tired at the time they would have to go to bed to get enough sleep. On the other hand, they are still totally tired when they have to get up on the next morning. So, in a way, they are forced into a corset that doesn't suit them well, that suffocates them, and this is part of the problem. And you can't say that it's all about inactivity. It's also about bad diet.
Yeah, no, and, I agree. I agree.
When those factors come together, you got the perfect storm. You got 41% obese kids, and those obese kids have a 60 times higher chance of being quasi diabetics.
Right.
So there has to be a change, and I think people really have to realize that in order to help your kids to grow up, it does not just suffice to feed them anything and to give them all they demand, but you really have to educate them in order also to educate them to maintain their own health.
We have to take a break. We have to take a break. We've gone long, Adele. Sit tight. When we come back, we have more to talk about. We're talking this hour with Adele Moussa. His website is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. Go there. You'll be smarter in just 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. It's now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right. You get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com.
NutritionNutrition.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answer to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Adele Musa. You know the West Coast is back. You suckers. West Coast of Germany. You don't have a coastline, do you?
We do have one, but it's in the north.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm a couple of miles in U.S. In U.S. terms, I'm pretty close to the coast. So,
that's cool.
But in terms
of, very cool. That's cool that you're close to the coast. You can get to the beach if you want and lay out in the sun once in a while.
Well, if there was some sun, I would try so.
let's go backwards now for a second. We were talking about, you know, children in the adolescent years and even in the early teen years, or what people like to call the tween years. There's some research out there now about pregnant mothers and their unborn babies as it relates to cigarette smoking, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of research on that already.
And you know why I am especially interested in this? Because my mother both smoked cigarettes and took very powerful benzodiazepines while she was pregnant with me. So I can't wait to hear what I have in store for me as I age.
Well, actually, you're seeing the results now already, because I suppose you wouldn't say that you have an easy time staying lean, would you?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I don't.
Okay, well, you are no girl, as the subjects in the study from the University of South Carolina and the Michigan State University were girls. But I suppose that the results will be pretty similar in boys and later in men. So, in essence, we are just again dealing with the study into the epigenetics that really influence our genetic makeup, you could say, more than the original programming. So what our mothers do and eat is more important for our future health, or at least that's emerging currently, than the baseline genetics. And what the scientists from the University of South Carolina did is they gathered blood from 238 girls, and they did a pretty profound analysis of the methylation status of several genes and receptors. And among them was also the leptin receptor. And what they found was that there was a statistically significant correlation between an increased, or I should say, a unhealthy response to dietary, to overeating in those who whose mother had been smoking during their pregnancy and childhood. And what in particular happened was that the methylation of the leptin receptor in those individuals was so high that they easily ended up in what is usually called a leptin-resistant state.
Oh.
While other subs still had functional leptin receptors, those individuals, for a reason the scientists have not really elucidated up to now, they did not have a healthy leptin response. So while the leptin levels rose, they didn't do their magic. On the other hand, in the other subjects, the leptin levels didn't even really rise. They rose temporarily, and then the body compensated by regulating appetite and stressing food intake and increasing metabolic rate, so that leptin levels returned when the abundance of energy returned to baseline. So the cigarette smoking actually programmed the offspring, in this case the female offspring, to get it obese easier than somebody whose mother had not smoked.
That's really heartbreaking, because cigarette smoking is so popular. My question is, I wonder if this particular epigenetic effect is transgenerational. It'd be interesting to see if those of us who receive this gift from our smoking parents, smoking moms especially, pass it along to our children, even though we didn't smoke. And the other question is, are the changes, obviously the changes to the, is within the germline, right? I mean, this is something that happens. So in other words, if it's passed along to your child, no, it's not in the germ. It's during the growth phases of the fetus, obviously. I guess what I'm trying to determine is whether or not this could be transgenerational, this change.
Yeah, this is actually not yet a paper. It's a presentation on a conference, and usually this is data that you have gathered maybe 2 months ago. So this is a really, really new result. Because if you look at the papers you read today, those are usually at least 6 months old, if not older. Just take the time before the results. You write the paper from the results, the paper gets reviewed 2 times, 3 times. Sometimes you get it back because of hilarious reasons. You forgot a comma in line 2 or something like that. And it takes another month until it's published. And this is just a presentation on a conference, so we are probably going to see more on that in the future. And actually, you also already referred to, is it a change in, or when did this change happen? And another group of scientists did an interesting study where, in this case, of course, it was again mice, but it's still very interesting to see that they fed those mice a diet with different protein content. A low protein diet with 4% protein, a standard protein diet with 21.5% protein, and a high protein diet with 44.2% protein in it. And they did that for the time before the mating, so before the child was actually the child was fathered, or before the mating took place. And in the following sequence, during the whole pregnancy, all mice received the same standard show.
Mm-hmm.
So the effects the scientists observed must have been due to what the dams had been fed before they mated. And what the scientists observed is quite intriguing, because the deviation to a low-protein diet caused in the male offspring higher deposition of fat, while in the female offspring there were no effects of the low-protein diet, and the mice who had consumed the standard diet accumulated, or whose mothers had consumed the standard diet, accumulated the most fat. And this is actually initially counterintuitive, that we see those differential results in male and female mice, but it is by no means something we did not see before. For example, in 2005, another group did a similar research, and in this case, this was not feeding the different protein diets just before mating, but during the whole pregnancy. And we see interesting results from high-protein diets, where the high-protein diet decreased the food intake in the female rodents and increased the food intake of the offspring in the male rodents. Interestingly, though, this had no effect on the weight gain in the females, so that, in essence, the result of consuming a high-protein diet on the offspring, at least in the female offspring, was a greater or a lower degree of, a greater degree of energy usage. That means they were more efficient in using the energy they consumed. And on the other hand, the male rodent consumed slightly more and still weighed less. But the downside was that their blood pressure was elevated. So
their blood pressure was what? Overweighted?
Elevated.
Elevated. Okay. But you know what? But are you convinced that all elevated blood pressure is a bad thing?
No, I'm not convinced that any of those results has already reached a point where you could suggest eat that amount of protein during your pregnancy or before your pregnancy. But I think what is emerging here is that you have an optimal intake level where higher intake and lower intake is detrimental or can be detrimental to your offspring. And we have been talking about ADHD already, and another emerging pathology actually is schizophrenia. So we are seeing more and more children also who are schizophrenic. And there has been another study published, I think, 1 week ago, October 16th, 2 weeks ago, that showed that with the same model that is feeding a low-protein diet to the mothers, the second generation or the following generation developed certain changes in the brain neurotransmitter levels, which are characteristic of schizophrenia. Now, these were obviously rats, and so the intention of the scientists, finally, was that they wanted to create a model of schizophrenia. And this worked quite well by just feeding the mothers a protein-deficient diet.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing.
So the conclusion is we propose that the low-protein model may have utility for drug discovery efforts, especially to identify compounds that modulate the metabolic and glutamatergic systems and schizophrenics. So the study was so successful, quote-unquote, that they really managed to produce this model by just feeding the dams a diet that was deficient in protein, or that was low in protein, I should say.
That is amazing. I mean, to moms out there who, you know, get ready to have babies, if you eat a low protein diet, and we're not suggesting that you eat a exaggerated amount of protein during your pregnancy, but eating a low protein diet could predispose your child to schizophrenia. I mean, that's amazing. Hey, Adele, I have to ask you something. I just want to go back, and I know that we're moving on. We're going to take a break here in a second, but are there still mothers that smoke cigarettes, you think, during pregnancy?
I think there are, unfortunately, more than enough, yeah.
That's shocking to me. I mean, it's shocking to me that people still smoke cigarettes, period. But
and, in fact, they reduce their own life expectancy by 10 years doing that.
Yeah. And that doesn't matter until you're dying, and then you wish you had another 10 years. Nobody thinks about that until they're on death's bed. You know, I have said this more than once in my life to somebody who I've cared about who was smoking cigarettes and, you know, talking about quitting. And I would say sarcastically, well, I know exactly when you're going to quit. And they look at me and go, really, when? I say, yeah, that drive home from the doctor's office when he tells you got cancer and you're dying, then you'll quit everything. You'll want to do anything. You'll not only quit smoking cigarettes, but you'll punch people in the face who do smoke just to get another shot at adding some years to your life. Everybody wants to quit when it's too late.
It's often the weight loss, or I want to keep my weight argument, while they are smoking. And I did, in fact, want to write an article to debunk this myth, but unfortunately, it's no myth. There is something about cigarettes, and I think it's actually the nicotine in it that has a slight effect on metabolic rate and also perhaps decrease appetite. So if you look at the studies, smoking cigarettes, especially in women, keeps them leaner, but it still makes them sick. And nicotine alone even will give you atherosclerosis, because of its effect on the artery, on the wall of your blood vessels.
Yeah. That's amazing. It boggles the mind. The number of people who smoke, but the fact that there are women out there carrying babies that are smoking, that's shocking to me. I mean, I don't know how to put it. I just don't even know what to say that's politically correct about somebody like that. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. By the way, I'm trying to pay more attention to being politically correct. I'll tell you about that when we come out of the break. We're talking with Adel Moussa, and he is the proprietor of Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, the single best place to get your supplement, nutrition, exercise information on the web, Supversity.com. We'll be right back. I created a monster, because nobody wants to see Marcel no more. They want Shady, I'm chopped liver.
Well, if you want Shady, this is what I get.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein ice, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous. And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNStore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before. The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Supversity Science Roundup with Adel Moussa, proprietor of Supversity.com. You know, I have to learn to be more politically correct. You know, you said something before when I made that long analogous statement about working dogs and high energy children and all that sort of stuff. And I said, what do you think? And you said something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, you know, well, there's some truth in it. I don't think something about me being extreme or my statement being extreme. And do you think I'm extreme, Adele? Truthfully,
yeah.
I mean, won't be hurt. I won't be hurt.
From time to time you are, yeah, I would say so. But in the end, sometimes it's wise to be extreme to get the message across. In other cases, it is not. And it also depends on to whom you are talking. And when you're doing a radio show, you always have your fans and your clientele, and they really appreciate your rants, for example. I know everybody laughs at them. But on the other hand, somebody who's turning in first time and will be at least a little, I wouldn't say he would be shocked.
Frightened away.
to understand that this is part of the show in a way and that you're exaggerating on purpose.
Right. Okay. Well, interestingly enough, do you recall the show that I did with Pam Colleen where I played the pre-taped interview with Kenneth Krause where we talked about the television anchor person in La Crosse, Wisconsin, named Jennifer Livingston, who claimed that his emails to her saying that she should lose weight were a sign of him bullying her. And I have all the emails, by the way.
I already expected that this would give a huge upheaval because there's so much emotion involved on at least on one side of the divide.
Well, aside from receiving lots of little snippets of hate, so we wrote a press release to publicize this because I really feel like this young lady has gotten national attention, wrongfully accusing somebody of being a bully. When you see all the emails that went between them, and I have copies of all of them, and when you talk to him. And you understand what transpired. You realize that he did not bully her, but she did in fact bully him by going on the national media and dropping this bomb on him and calling him a bully. And so we wrote a press release, and the press release is an editorial hold. It says your press release appears to be intended to exact personal revenge or harm a person or group. Please revise it. Besides labeling people, this release appears to lack a solid news announcement. There's no news announcement and someone was wrongfully accused of being a bully on the national media? There's no news in that? Okay. General interest articles, blog posts, and open letters and the like that lack attribution and or news value are not preferable for the members of the media. And so they want me to revise it because I guess... I'm not allowed to say the truth. And apparently the truth has no news value. I mean, this poor guy was dragged through the national media. He received death threats. People sent him horrible messages. Just because this girl bullied him. And since I want to give the other side of the story, it's not newsworthy. I'm going to go on the record and say, that you can't say anything bad about obese people today and get it into the media unless you're willing to be framed as a bully. So this is yet further proof. So now I have to decide whether to ask for my money back from PR Web or revise it and have their people revise it for me, I guess, so I can understand how I can couch this discussion politically correct. So I guess I have to tone down my extreme side. Because apparently it's not popular with most people, just with my audience. Anyway, enough about that. So, Adele, what shall we speak of now? What other science is in the news that is worthy for us to dismantle?
Well, when we are talking about obesity, we could talk about why it's so difficult to lose weight for obese people.
Okay, let's do that.
Maybe those who follow my advice to get their daily dose of Subversity News will remember the two posts I did on fat burners don't work in the obese and on the stress-induced browning of fat, of body fat. And this has gotten me, I followed up that with some other research, and there has actually been just published a new paper which summarizes the results from a Belgian group that is actually only working on the issue of brown fat. And they use a special PET scanner to really measure and see the activity in the brown adipose tissue. And one of their fundamentally most important findings you never hear about when brown fat is hailed as the future of weight loss is that obese people don't have any brown fat. And so for them, all those thermogenic fat burners, and this was actually the topic of one of those posts, even after the ingestion of the equivalent of 290 milligrams of ephedrine,
wow,
of which we all know that it is one of the most potent stimulants and so-called thermogenics, in the obese there was absolutely no activity of brown fat.
So they have no they have no brown fat at all, or they just have such a preponderance of the white fat cells that
that's the point. That's quite funny that you say this, because the lead researcher of this Belgian team, he's called Mark I think it's Mark Lichtenfeld. He says that the when you are obese, you don't need all those brown fat to heat yourself up, insulated so well. And what this team found was that when they analyzed subjects who had gastric bypass done and lost a lot of a high amount of weight, suddenly they developed brown fat again when they were not so insulated. And in the leaner people, they also found some which had very little brown fat. And those were participants in a study where they really were, they had to lie in those scanners and to be in one of those caloric, in those tents where you measure your caloric expenditure in,
right,
at a temperature of about 16 to 18 degrees, I think 18 degrees. And after a couple of weeks of repeated treatments like that, sitting there for hours, the scientists realized that that had browned, so to say, their white fat in the neck region where humans usually have the most of the brown fat. So what we are realizing and seeing here is that this is really an adaptive response, that we don't have brown fat because we don't need it, or we have brown fat because we need it. And aside from exposing yourself to the cold, which you can do obviously by sitting in the cold or just by getting rid of the insulation in order to even feel the cold, there is another not-so-convenient way to brown your fat, which is exercise, and especially high-intensity interval training and aerobic exercise, which is intense enough to help you improve your VO2 max, that is to really induce adaptive responses that will be triggered by a protein that's called PGC1-alpha. This will, in turn, release what people may have heard before, irisin, which can turn white fat cells brownish, I should say, so they can be reactivated. And this is quite interesting, because in the end, all those great research comes down to the same old saying that you will have to lose weight, and that the one and best method to do that is to work out, and not to take whatever thermogenic supplement that is supposed to activate your brown fat when there is none.
That's really intriguing. So, okay, so are you convinced that sitting in the cold for long periods of time, because there's a guy that promoted that, I can't think of his name right now, we about taking these ice baths, that it could actually promote body fat loss.
Tim Ferriss had it in his book.
Yes,
the ice,
yes. And so, yeah. And so maybe the way it works is not necessarily a result of the body burning more calories and trying to keep the body temperature elevated adequately, which was one thought, but maybe the conversion of white to brown fat cells.
This is part of it. The acute response is, of course, an increase in energy expenditure, but the chronic exposure will probably lead to an increase in brown adipose tissue, which will help you in other situations to burn energy as well. On the other hand, sitting in an ice bath is not equal to the situation we have in the study, because the scientists always put an emphasis on the fact that their way of burning fat and browning fat is non-shivering thermogenesis, And when you're sitting in a real ice bath, I can't think of somebody who won't start shivering. And those guys, they're sitting for, I think, 2 hours in one of those tents at 18 degrees. And everybody who's not one of the people who's always switching on his heating at home when it gets a little colder will know that you can really sit at 18 degrees for 2 hours without starting to shiver. And I think there may actually be more benefit in doing this the mild way, so to say, than in doing the hardcore 10 minutes in the ice bath.
This is really intriguing. I mean, you know, if you could, you can use all different tools here. I mean, obviously, high intensity training has a benefit. I don't know if I missed it. Did you say how long it took for these transitions to start being observed? Was it just a couple sessions in the ice box?
In those ice boxes, I don't know. I just know that they realized that at the end of the study, this was actually not what they wanted to measure, but they realized that the total volume had increased. So this was rather a side finding. I suspect there will be future studies into the time effect. But in the end, the scientists speculate that it's also must also be working somehow directly in a relatively short amount of time. But again, it only works in the lean suspect.
I wonder if it is the true value of the temperature or the perceived value of the temperature. Because there are some people who get cold very easily. It would be interesting to find out if your biological thermostat. I mean, I can be in a room with a t-shirt on and feel warm. And then somebody else will come along and go, gosh, it's so cold in here. And so I wonder if the effect is seen, this shift to increase brown adipose tissue is a result of your perceived effects of temperature as opposed to the absolute effects of temperature.
This could be the case, especially if you think about the main reason for women always being cold is that they simply have less musculature and they also have a thinner skin. So they are not as well insulated. And if the Belgian researchers are correct, then really this insulation is a problem because the organs, which obviously must detect that it's cold, and this is not the skin, because the skin is of course cold in all subjects, but it must be one of the internal organs which senses, oh, holy moly, we are getting too cold here, and we have to do something about that. And so I don't think that it's just the felt temperature, because that would be felt through the skin, or right under the skin. And what really is dangerous for the body, what will trigger adaptation, or what I suspect would trigger adaptation, it would be that the organs get cold. And we know that obese people don't just have high body fat under their skin, but they also have tons of body fat surrounding the organs, which also insulates the organs.
Right. Good point. Really, really good observation. Boy, this is an intriguing discussion. I'm sure that more is going to play out. Okay, we've come to the end of the show. You've been listening to the Supversity Science Roundup with Adel Moussa. His website is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. What I can promise you about Adel is this. He's an amazing researcher. He's an insightful and articulate writer, and he is not extreme like I am. He gives you the real information without all of the hyperbole and vitriol that you get here on the radio show. Adel, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, maybe I can just mention that.
Yes, please.
On Fridays, you always can get what did not fit into the show right at the Subversity. So one thing I actually planned for today is already up there, that is a study on the effects of glycerol. And the rest that did not fit in there, and I already announced today, will be posted tomorrow as short news.
So that's called the Subversity Science Roundup Seconds.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
you get all the things that we didn't have a chance to talk about, you will be able to get them. So the dialogue can continue at subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. Also want to thank Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish for the first hour of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. And, of course, don't forget to take advantage of the Age Force Power Patch Extreme. Get twice the patches. These patches contain 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Check it out at superhumanradio.com. We'll see everybody tomorrow. It's Friday, Casual Friday. Thank you, Adele.
What's the plan?
Okay. See everybody tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.